Welcome to the fifth week of the WNBA season, where no team remains undefeated and one is still on the hunt for their first win. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and before we get into this fun Tuesday slate, I want you to remember that Sports Ethos has partnered up with BetOnline, which is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spread while the games are being played. When the games are over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, last Saturday, I was very optimistic about Jonquel Jones going over the 24 points and rebound line. Not only did she go over the line, but she was able to finish with 30 points and rebounds against her former team. Sadly, she did not get that double-double. I also recommended taking the under on Sabrina Ionescu's three-pointer line, especially if it came in at three or higher. The good news is even if you got the line at 2.5, she only made two, and we was able to get the check mark on that as well. However, everything wasn't all green. In the final game on the slate, we had Marina Mabry going over 29 points, rebounds, and assists against the Atlanta Dream. And sadly, even though she was in a great spot, she wasn't able to reach the target. But that's how it goes. And we're going to be back at it today. Hopefully going 3 for 3 on prop. We're going to be starting off today with the winless Mystics traveling to Atlanta to face the Dream, who are favored by 6.5 points. This matchup will feature the lowest game total on the slate at 157.5. Luckily, the Mystics do have a little glimmer of hope to get this game a little closer, since both Austin and Sykes are listed as questionable and could potentially return to the lineup. Even though that's a possibility, my interests in the Mystics are pretty straightforward. I'm focusing on Katie Liu, who sits 3, and Van Liu, who is 6'7", only for GPPs and only if both players return. I don't see either player role changing. Only thing that can happen is Van Liu could see fewer minutes if Sykes return. And Samuelson playing time should remain the same either way. On the Atlanta side, I think things are also straightforward. In cash games, you can either roster Tina Charles or Gray. Both are relatively in the same price range. Gray's a little cheaper at 8.7, Charles at 9.5. In GPPs, Cheyenne Parker, 7.9, is the main option for GPP play. She's been in good form lately, and I don't really see it stopping in this spot. Even if Sakira Austin does play, I don't see that changing her as a possible 30 fantasy point play at 7.9. The last piece of Atlanta I'm considering is Ariel Power. She's priced at 6'1 right now. I do believe she's in a great position. I am a little scared about the potential high ownership. Since there's not too many 6K players on this slate that I see a lot of players rostering, so she might be more of a cash game play and somebody you should fade in GPPs. Next up, we got Minnesota heading to Vegas to play the Aces, trying to bring the Aces down to a .500 record. Jackie Young will be back. And this is set up to be the highest scoring game of the day with a total of 164.5 points and the aces at favorites at 6.5. In GPP, Kayla McBride is 9-3 and will be a sneaky play, which should give you an edge on the ownership since she should be less than 20% owned. If her points prop come in at 17 points or lower, I'm definitely going to be interested in the over on that. I do believe her last performance against the Aces, where she only put up 11 points, will really take down her ownership. If you're looking to save a little bit in the guard position, Courtney Williams is 7-7, and I do believe she's in a decent position as well. Her ownership should be a little bit higher owned than McBride, so I'm expecting around 25 to 30%. When it comes to props, if her points in rebound line is 15 or lower, I'm definitely going to be on the over as well. Of course, you can't talk about Minnesota without talking about Collier. She's priced at 11.7 right now. Definitely has the potential to get you 65 fantasy points. But if you're playing cash games, I do believe you should fade her. She's more of a GPP play today, and I believe she should have less than 25% ownership. Other than that, let's just talk about the aces and why Miss Wilson is 12-8. If you're playing cash game, she's probably going to be 80% owned for a reason. She has the highest floor on the slate, she has the highest ceiling on the slate, and she costs more than 25% of your salary. In GPP, she should be 30% owned as well. So there's not a lot of way to get away from her on this slate. When it comes to other plays on the Aces, I do have some interest in Tiffany Hayes. She is 7-5 and should have low ownership due to the price tag. She's definitely valuable for both cash and GPPs since she can get you 25 to 30 fantasy points in this spot. When it comes to the priced up guards, Plum and Young, I have more interest in Young. I do feel like she's priced about $1,000 cheaper than she should be on this slate. And if I'm running a GPP lineup with Collier, I'm definitely going to pair her with Jackie Young as well. I don't really see any type of situation where Young can get you less than 30 fantasy points unless she's on a minute restriction. But if she's able to get her regular amount of minutes, she should have around 40 to 50 fantasy points in this spot. Moving on to the last game of the slate, we do have the Sparks visiting Seattle to take on the Storm, where Seattle are heavy favorites at 10.5 points right now. And the game total is pretty low and set to 158.5. I'm going to keep a straightforward approach when it comes to Seattle. I'm going to choose either Jrue Lloyd, who's priced at 10.5, or Magemor, who's priced at 10.3, as my spend ups. Then I will have interest in one 4K player, possibly the only 4K player I have interest on this slate, which is Victoria Vivian. She's 4-3 in cash games and GPPs. I'm plugging her in. She should get you 25 to 28 minutes in this spot. Definitely has the ability to get you a couple of stocks, as well as one or two 3-pointers. On the Spark side, it's pretty simple. For my cash games, I'm going to choose Kia Nurse, who's 5'8". Going to be in a revenge spot playing Seattle. And if I'm not going that route, I'm going to choose Letsi Brown, who sits 4. She had the hot hand lately, so ownership should be a little bit higher on her. But I do feel like both those players should get pretty decent ownership, around 15% on this slate. When it comes to GPP, Derek Hamby at 10-9 will be a great pivot from the spin-ups that players will be looking for on this slate. Since I do believe most will be spinning up for Asia, Collier, Lloyd, or Azzy, I don't see too many people going the Derek Hamby route. So in GPPs, you should be able to get her under 20% owned. If you want to take a flyer, Cameron Brink is at 8-3, and she does have the ability to get you anywhere from 3 to 4 stocks in this game. Is she able to stay out of foul trouble? When it comes to props, I'm kind of torn between 2 for Jrue Lloyd. If her 3-pointers come in at 3, I don't mind taking the over on that. And if her points come in at 22, possibly 23, I also don't mind taking over on that. I'm going to wait until all the lines come out to really choose one or the other, but I do believe both should go over, since this should be a 25, 28 point spot for her on the paper, especially if this game stays competitive. Outside of that, that's how I'm running this slate. If you want to get in contact with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS, always talking about all levels of basketball, from WNBA to NBA Finals to ACB Finals to LNB Finals. Hopefully, we're able to cash out on these 3 props today, get all check marks. Hopefully, you're able to take down all your contests that you're in. And like always, let's get the money. And until next time, latest.